Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So today we're going to talk about tourism in the state of Minnesota and in greater Minnesota. And what kind of an economic driver it is.
Right. I've been studying up a lot on tourism the last few weeks, getting ready for our next Rural Reality infographic that we'll be releasing in the next week or so. And I've found out some really interesting things now. We think about, you know, going on vacations now in August, get them in quick before school starts and everything. And, of course, you know, greater Minnesota is the playground of the state. You know, we have all these fantastic trails and camping areas and all sorts of historic sites and just, you know, giant balls of twine and giant fish and things to go and see. And I found out some interesting things about tourism. The state actually makes a lot of money off it for the money that's put into promoting it. According to Explore Minnesota, for every dollar that's put into promoting tourism, the state gets back another $8.
Wow.
And for all the money that tourists go and spend all over the place in the state, a lot of that goes back into the local economy, you know, in the form of buying gas and stopping at restaurants and hotels. And a lot of it goes into the state coffers, which then, you know, revolves back to the local community in the form of LGA and things like that.
Interesting. What does it say also about the quality of life in some of these communities in outstate Minnesota?
Well, it shows that a lot of these communities are imaginative and creative, and they really like where they live, and they want to show that off. So you have everything from rhubarb days in Lanesboro to the garlic festival in Hutchinson that just happened this last weekend. And pretty much every town in the state that you can, you know, possibly put your finger on a map has some kind of a festival that they do for themselves. And lots of people come in and take in the place and have a lot of fun.
You know, that is really interesting. There is virtually, at every town I can think of, there's a town festival of some sort.
There is. In fact, NPR did a series this summer where every weekend they went off to a different festival somewhere around the state and did a photo feature of it on their website. And so you can find that on their website. And they went from one end of the state to the other, and everybody had something going on.
That'll keep somebody busy for trying to cover all those.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is fascinating. So tourism really a pretty strong economic driver for rural Minnesota.
It really is, surprisingly, when you really crunch the numbers and you look at the amount of dollars that come into the state in just in sales taxes compared to other industries. Tourism really does bring in quite a bit.
Well, thank you for updating us on that. You can find that infographic, by the way, in a week or two at ruralmn.org. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.